You got a chance to talk about a lot of things with these guys across the Southeast, but one of the main things that's really interesting is we all know what the prices of cattle were, we know what the prices of beef have been, but yet demand continues to be very strong, doesn't it?
Well, particularly on the upper end, what we're seeing is the prime and premium choice market has remained extremely strong in spite of prices that I would have told you that I didn't think we could sell beef for those kind of prices. It is extremely strong in those areas, continue to see growth in prime, premium choice programs such as the certified Angus beef program. We've seen nice growth over the last really 10 years and continuous. So the right kind of cattle are selling well. The consumer is expecting a high quality eating experience with the price of beef where it's at today. And that's one of the messages that appreciate the opportunity to share down here in this part of the country with cattlemen is produce the right kind. They'll probably get paid for it. And that's where the market really is heading and going.
I think a lot of the crowd enjoyed your little comment, ground beef saved our bacon, as you said.
Yes, ground beef was, 2014 was an amazing year. The cattle industry, we saw prices that I don't think any of us ever expected to see in the industry. And it really kind of set the pattern. You get used to some of those profit levels and don't like to see it back off like it has in the last 12 months. One of the things that was amazing during that price increase is, yes, we saw steak prices go up, 50 to 75%, but we saw ground beef literally double and as much as 2.5 times its price to where it had been before. And ground beef continues selling. It actually increased its percentage in the marketplace, and it was a lot of the salvation of why we were able to have cattle at the prices we were was because ground beef was such a big part of it. And thank goodness for the beef industry that it's such a flexible product, a product that the consumer loves, uses in a variety of ways, and it's a great product.
You brought up an interesting point, the fact that you traveled around the country, talked with a lot of producers, and land investment per cow has really gone up, hasn't it?
Well, that's one of the, I always follow certain parameters in the beef industry, and of course price is one of those that all of us look at. But the other thing that I've always been intrigued by is what does it cost to run a cow? Because that influences how much we can expand and whether young people can come back into this industry. And for years and years and years, the land investment per cow was around $4,000. And that really didn't change a lot for many years. Then all of a sudden, about 18 years ago, it started spiraling upward, and actually in many parts of the country today, it's literally quadrupled. It's in that probably $14,000 to $18,000 land investment per cow. And that makes it tough for this industry to grow. It makes it tough for young people to come back in the industry. They have to be creative. They have to do some things a little different than Dad did or Grandpa did. There are going to be opportunities there. We'll probably see some dry lotting or partial dry lotting of cows, but point is, land investment per cow has really changed.
You brought up another interesting fact. Going back to 1990 compared to today, the number of black cows that we have, and it has tremendously changed, hasn't it?
It really has. This country really, by and large, was very much a Hereford-based or a red beef cow-based industry for years and years and years. And as back as 1990, you look at the percentage of cattle going through the fed cattle mix, it was right at 30% of the fed cattle mix was black-hided. Today, if you take the Holsteins out of the marketplace, which represents about 17 to 19%, the percent black cattle today in going through the packing plants is 75 to 77%. I mean, that's a huge change in 25 years, and certainly branded programs, marketing programs like Certified Angus Beef and other brands that are out there have had a huge impact in terms of making these cattle black. But we have changed this cattle industry an awful lot. The producers are doing it because dollars drive what the decisions they make.
For guys here in the Southeast, and you brought up 3 points, what actually drives the value of each cow they put out?
Well, I think the 3 big points, and there are a lot of little points, and little points like, have they been castrated, dehorned? I don't want to minimize those, but there are 3 big points that really drive value of calves, and that is basically health. Are these calves going to be healthy as they leave the farms and ranches in the Southeast? Because health costs, if cattle die today, that's a monumental expense. It's really hard to recover from. The other one is these calves have got to have the ability to grow. Pounds are still with the industry that we live in, and we sell pounds, basically, whether it's fed cattle or feeder calves or what have you. And the third is the quality within those cattle. We have moved to a huge differentiation between prime, premium choice, and choice in terms of how cattle are priced today in the industry. Quality is the third big driver, and we spent a fair bit of time sharing how the consumer has really reacted and is willing to pay for that higher quality product.
Bottom line, what do you want guys here in the Southeast? We cover Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. Southeast producers, what do you want them to know at this time?
Well, I think one of the key things to keep in mind is we went through some price points in the beef industry that the consumer continued to demand and expect a high-quality eating experience, and they want beef. Beef is the preferred protein. I think it's an important message because as long as it's a preferred protein, there are economic opportunities for these producers in the Southeast. And just hit the right kind of product, and I think there's going to be a future for the industry in this part of the country.